soir est une épopée des plus brillants éclats. Au Canada, glorieux Saint-Louis, we stand on guard, we stand on guard for the open.
Welcome to my
castle. I can't do it.
Are symptoms of brain disturbance, and obviously the most effective means of eliminating seizures are those which eliminate the underlying cause. The brain has a very limited repertoire of response to inimical influences. These include membrane depolarization, any condition which may lead to instability of the cell membrane equilibrium may result in seizures, and the causes include metabolic disorders, structural disorders, influences, to name but a few, many of which are potentially reversible by specific and appropriate treatment. The majority of cases of epilepsy, however, will continue to have to be treated symptomatically, and the mainstay of symptomatic treatment is the administration of anti-convulsive medication. The need to eliminate seizures is predicated on the assumption that seizures are deleterious to the organism, either directly by causing further we'll be right back.
Kaufman's experimentation became increasingly ambitious.
Doing a routine of comedy that's funny when you're sleeping. Like, you know how people wake up in the middle of the night from a dream they had, they thought it was so funny. And it's the kind of thing where in waking state it just isn't funny. So do a whole routine of jokes and routines that are funny in the dreaming state. And it's like transcendental humor.
In order to experience his development, please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio. Please refrain from listening to this track while you remember.
I was reading a book with my back towards the audience, and then I started turning my head like I do when I do Elvis, and I kept reading the book, but without looking at the book.
All right, you're gonna be my court jester, and you'd better make me laugh, or else your head will be chopped off. But before, but I only need you once in a while, in the meantime, you'll row just like the rest of them.
Only way to reach happiness is at top of mountain. It waits for you.
Thank you very much. your
tape recorder.
Give me great happiness. Make me feel new man again.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to be speaking to you.
Thank you.
You have been my favorite artist for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And 8 and a half was big influence on me. The mother and the father and the little baby. They have three cars. For some reason, they're stuck somewhere with three cars. They got to get them back home or whatever. So they say, well, what are we going to do? 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 How are we going to do? There's only two of us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And a baby and a little kid. And how are we going to drive three cars? What are we going to do? So then joking around, the wife says, well, we can have little Charlie. That's the kid's name. Little Charlie drive. And Charlie says,
yeah, I can drive, Daddy.
So anyway, he teaches the kid how to drive, you know, all the basic things. And the kid, you know, the kid can hardly do it. But with some miracle, hopefully, they'll make it. Father goes, now push your foot on the gas. And the kid does it too much. And you hear, you know, it's in neutral. Car's in neutral. And he says, no, not that much. Just a little. So that's right. You got it. Okay. Okay, well, anyway, they all get in their cars, right? And they start driving. And, of course, immediately, the kid crashes. I mean, you know, you see, like, three of them from a helicopter view. And, like, you see the Charlie's car just, like, goes right into a tree. I mean, real fast. I mean, you know, maybe gets hurt. I don't know if gets hurt or not. You know, maybe. And anyway, that's that. See, because everyone's expecting this miracle to happen and them to make it, you know, but he doesn't. Hey.
Beautiful, I love you all. Thank you very much. I wish I could stay here all night with you. You've been so kind to me.
This is Andy.
And this is Jake.
From Weirdest Band in the world. And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio.
CITR.
FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right. Yeah!
aire, hierro caliente, la pura sirena de una ambulancia. Acto de fuerza número 10, acto de fuerza número 10, acto de fuerza número 10, el cuerpo de un amigo que cae por tierra.
Mit dem oder dem gegangen, 14 Tage, ein Monat. Aber bei Klaus ist das ganz anders. Ach, wenn ich nur schon älter wäre, ich hätte sofort heiraten.
Gabi meint es ernst. Dabei haben sie sich noch nicht einmal geküsst. Vielleicht deshalb nicht, weil es ihr tiefer geht als ihren Freundinnen.
Nur zur Erinnerung. alles muss wieder Haut und Haar genau, Poren tief zurück in die alte Ordnung, die
flayed, spray, spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why ought a storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed where socks loom my fizzled norm sung inside the dirt hall.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia,
mocks
the
room, my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.
Orphans, listen to me. Listen to Ignacio. I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face. Mm-hmm. Or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it. Because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor.
Of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday morning right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bango T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
My name is Leo Devereaux. And I am at UBC Radio, CITR FM 102, whatever that means.